More than 100 activists from churches across the state gathered in Madison today to launch a prayer for reform campaign.
We pray for all who are caught up in the criminal justice system.
But the group isn't only depending on prayer. Jerome Dillard of the group Ex-Prisoners Organizing says the open records request is the latest step in an effort to win release for inmates who were sentenced before December 1999, when the Truth in Sentencing Law took effect.
These individuals who've served more than enough of their time, because the judges knew what they were doing when they sentenced them under the old law, that it's time to start paroling our brothers and sisters out of Wisconsin prisons. Thank you.
Prison officials say they will review the records request. The Department of Corrections adopted new policies recently that officials say will reduce the number of inmates sent to segregation units for violating prison rules. But Wisdom member Reverend Jerry Hancock says the policies still qualify as torture because they violate international best practices that call for isolating inmates for no more than 15 days at a time.
These new proposed changes indicate that torture is still embedded in the Department of Corrections.
Hancock delivered a letter to DOC Secretary Ed Wall today, signed by the ACLU, the Wisconsin Council of Churches, and Wisdom. It praises the department for making the changes it has, but says outside evaluation is needed to ensure that the changes are actually having an impact. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.